This is the Trade Radio podcast for NAB, proudly fortifying Australia since 2002.
The key figure in the whole thing is the player agent Paul Connors. He has Ryder, Beams, Cramery, Dangerfield, McFarlane, Watts, and others, and he will be the key player in the two biggest deals that loom in NAB AFL trade period. And he joins us exclusively this morning on NAB AFL Trade Radio. Paul, welcome.
Thanks, Hutchie, Brownie.
Great to have you here, and a big, big 3 weeks ahead for you, probably your biggest ever. We'll start with Dane Beams.
Used to be trade week, now yep. It's trade period.
We're going to start with Dane Beams this morning. There's much fascination around this. Is he emphatic that he wants to go to the Brisbane Lions only?
Yeah, he is, but I don't think, and I've had some private discussions with Gold Coast, I think Brisbane's probably going to be able to do a better deal than Gold Coast, but it's early days, and you know, one of the main things about Beamsy to clear up is from the start, his dad is on the mend. He's okay. He's had about 1,000 calls wondering if he's had a relapse. But he's had cancer, and it's been well documented, and he's in remission and coming out the other end. And I think Beams, he spent some time with his father in Byron Bay just recently, and I think that crystallised that he'd desperately missed his father and family and wanted to go home.
Is it a 100% family decision, or is there anything about the Collingwood Football Club direction that concerns you?
No. I mean, he misses Heath Shaw and a few other things, but it's 99%, you know, wants to go home and play with family.
And is it
and I think that, you know, the terms that have been bandied, I don't know how they've bandied them around, but I think people just come up with terms sometimes. It's not like I've discussed it with anyone or one person in the media has asked me about the terms, but I think they're over the top too.
You think the Nathan Buckley's claims of the terms are over the top?
Well, I don't know if it was Bucks. I just heard someone say, you know, what they were.
Well, he said, but Nathan said they want pick four.
Oh, no, not those terms. I think the money terms.
800,000.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Can you categorically say that he will not be at Collingwood next year?
Well, I can't because he's contracted. And I think I listened to a bit of what Buck said, and it's right. It's up to Brisbane to try and satisfy Collingwood in a trade, and that's fair. I mean, if he was uncontracted, there's a whole different range of options available. But you know, this is a player wanting to go home, and you know, this is similar to Darren Jolly, who wanted to go home from the Swans. And you know, hopefully the parties will talk. Look, there's open dialogue. Greg Swan and Derek Hine have a very good relationship, and at least, you know, I'm sure they'll get a deal done at some stage.
And you mentioned the Gold Coast. Are they out of play on Dane Beams, or are they a plan B for you?
Oh, they're not. You know, at this stage we're dealing, I'd like to deal exclusively with Brisbane. I have a good relationship with Scott Clayton at Gold Coast. I think for Collingwood's sake even, they'd be better off dealing with Brisbane.
Would you be disappointed if Collingwood didn't do a deal here?
Oh, of course, because therefore, you know, my client whose wish is to go home is upset, so that would make me upset. But, you know, I understand Collingwood, if you want to call it, holds the aces, and the play, you know, is contracted, and he's just asked Collingwood to try and facilitate a trade. So that's what his wish is, and if it didn't happen, I'd obviously be upset.
Last one on Beams. Collingwood have suggested that they want to keep him, and he could be spend more time at home with his family, could fly back a bit more. Do you think that's...
No, I don't think that's a great option for Collingwood or for Beamsy, and I don't think that'll happen.
And how's his relationship with the coach?
It's pretty good. Yeah, they have open, you know, open dialogue. He went and met the coach and the prez after he made his decision, and I think that was respected by both parties, and they get on all right.
The other big play you've got is Paddy Ryder, and it's obviously a sensitive issue, the whole supplement saga, breach of contract, all that sort of stuff. I mean, where is it at? And can Paddy Ryder get there? Is Essendon going to deal with him? Is it going to end up in court? Like some people are saying, that's obviously pie in the sky sort of stuff, but it's going to be a difficult one to get done.
I look at from now until October 16th, which is the trade period that we've documented here at NAB Trade Radio. All we're caring about is trying to get a fair deal for both Port Adelaide and especially Essendon. And I understand where Essendon's coming from. You know, we're not shying away from Beams or Ryder being terrific players. And hopefully they'll also understand, though, that if they have the players' welfare at heart, especially for Paddy, and this is a purely welfare-driven decision, that hopefully they can get together and do a deal.
You say it's a welfare-driven decision. Is he that angry about the supplements?
It's not angry, I think, and you can go two ways about it. And someone said to me recently that it was courageous of Paddy to to make a, you know, a stand. And all he's saying is he just wants to get out of Melbourne, out of Essendon, and you know, and play football elsewhere. I mean, it's been talked about his fiancée having family in Queensland. I mean, the closest person to Paddy's fiancée is his is her mum, and she's in Melbourne. So in an ideal world...
So can be specific with us, Paul. Why specifically does he want to leave Essendon?
Well, this is specific. You can't tell someone how to feel. So I can't tell you how to feel about something, and you can't tell Patrick Ryder how to feel. And he feels that he would like to play his football elsewhere.
Does he feel that the Essendon Football Club, and I guess in turn the coach and the fitness staff, let him down as a human being?
I don't want to go into semantics because that could play out in time, but I think he's been really good in terms of having, again, he sat down and had lots of discussions and long discussions with all parties at the club and articulated why he would like to move. And I think they're private discussions with Paddy and the club, and I don't want to get into that.
But is the James Heard return a factor here?
No. It's just, it's been going for a long time. And you know, I was just in the street, you know, on the weekend, and everyone would like it to finish.
Yep.
And I think we would have thought it might have finished a while ago, and he's just made a decision he'd like to play in another environment.
Essendon is saying that they won't trade him. Essendon are holding their nerve and saying there's no deal at the moment. Are you prepared to go to court if you need to get him out?
It's not court. I mean, that's
arbitration.
And it's not even that. It'll be Essendon's call to go to arbitration, without going into the tin tacks. I think that hopefully cool heads will prevail over time, and we've still got 20 days of this trade period to go. And I think that's all we're looking at the moment.
Is there any chance he'll be at Essendon next year?
I don't think so.
Okay, and he's locked on Port Adelaide? That's
locked.
His preferred of choice?
Yeah, locked
he's
on.
He's only prepared to go to Port?
I think they'll do a really good trade for him. And
Why has he chosen Port?
I think he was just really impressed with Port Adelaide. And a long time ago, you know, when Port were in the bottom four or five, they've had a really, really good welfare program. It's an exceptionally well-run club with Peter Rode at the helm and Keith Thomas coming on board now. But you know, I think they're strong in Indigenous culture too, very strong, and the community work they do.
He's one of 34 players with show cause notices, Paddy Ryder.
Yep.
Is he open to a deal with ASADA?
I've got this to say on the whole 34 show cause notices and everything else. I think the running commentary from all media is unhelpful, and I'm privy to some discussions that are private and confidential, and I won't enter into any discussions, whether it's Paddy Ryder or any of my current Essendon players or other. It's like to say the Essendon players, I think they're amazing. I think they've been wonderful through this. The football they've played, including Paddy Ryder's football and others, has been terrific. But to comment whether they're going to do a deal, not do a deal, anything else, I think is just, it's not for me to make comments on.
Would Port Adelaide have to have some assurances that Paddy Ryder is going to be able to play football next year for him to be at that footy club? I mean, if they turn around and say, you're out for 6 months,
there's no demands being put on Paddy by Port Adelaide Football Club. Everyone's privy to that. This has taken a long time to get to here. They've also got another... they've been across the situation for a while. There's no, this must happen, he must do a deal. That's all I'd say.
Well, Stuart Cramer is the other one who's in a similar boat. So he's at the Bulldogs now, and Damien Barrett reported emphatically yesterday that he was open and had some preliminary discussions about a deal with ASADA in this off-season.
And again, I don't want to add to the speculation by saying it, but I think I want to stand strong that I don't think any running commentary is helpful. I think it's wrong to discuss it.
Last one on that then. You couldn't rule out then a deal for Cramery and Ryder in the off-season?
Well, it's their choice. It's the player's choice. I'd say that every individual case is different. So without naming names, a coach is different to a player at Essendon who is different to maybe a player who might have retired already, or a player who's moved clubs.
Leaving aside your players, do you think some players will consider deals?
Yeah, I do in time. But I think that's early days, and I think we're all jumping the gun a bit. I think there's got a bit.
But that's
there's a bit
I mean, it's significant.
Out.
There's been a perception, a wrongful perception.
But it all depends
that
what the
34
deals
are going to stick together
but,
on this.
But let's say I said that the deal in general terms, and I won't get into it too deep, but it was 1 month or 2 months penalty, and it was for October and November. I'm sure there'd be someone who would say that's attractive, even though I hope the world knows the players have done nothing wrong. They're innocent. Absolutely innocent in this whole saga, and you know there's no evidence and there's nothing on the table. So I think until all that plays out, I think it's a long way to go, and you know I'd prefer to say as little as possible on it.
How much pressure are the Bulldogs putting on Stewie Cremery to try and make a separate deal?
None.
But as an agent, I would think you would want to look at what the deal looks like, wouldn't you, from Asada?
In time, but again, I think that'll all happen in private. I don't want to discuss it in the media.
Paddy Dangerfield, I want to ask you about. He's 12 months away from his contract expiring and has to make a pretty big decision at the end of next year.
Yeah, at least it's not at the end of trade month.
Is there any chance, that the clubs will come early at him in this next 3 weeks?
I think there was speculation early, wasn't there? And just recently, what I think Roo was talking about it and maybe just throwing it out there and seeing what I don't know, I think it was just a throwaway line, but I think that started the ball rolling a little, but I think I'll speak to Paddy. He's going away on a trip with his father for a week, and when he gets back, I'll have a chat to him.
Is he open to a discussion?
No, I think he's pretty happy at Collingwood. He's pretty happy at Adelaide at the moment.
Pretty happy or happy?
Very happy. I haven't really spoken to him in the past 2 weeks, but I think he's pretty happy.
How does he sit with the coach change? They don't have a coach at the moment. They don't have any direction. I know Mark Rusciuto's running the whole thing over there, but if a club came at the moment and said, like a Melbourne, who have got a couple of picks who they could possibly offer up, would that be something to get him back in?
I don't think so, and I don't think that Crows would entertain anything. I mean, you just look at a Luke Hodge and what he did on Saturday. I think you've got to be loath to trade away just terrific players like that. And, you know, Ken Hinckley comes into Port Adelaide and transforms them, doesn't he? So I think Adelaide are very confident that they'll get a terrific coach and they'll back themselves in.
I'll bounce a few more off you, Paul.
Yep.
We're speaking to Paul Connors, by the way, exclusively on NAB AFL Trade Radio here on afl.com.au for NAB. But we'll give Les Tate now. Luke McPharlin, will he definitely play on?
I think the coach indicated they've had some discussions and they'd like to, so I'll sit down with Brad Lloyd in the next week and see how that turns out.
But it looks like a tick?
Looks like a tick.
Okay. Dylan Shield is one of yours. He contracted.
Dylan Shield, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be at GWS next year.
He's not on the table?
No.
What if clubs come knocking?
No, he's very happy at the moment.
Okay.
What about Jack Watts?
Yeah, Jack's gone away on holidays. I think he loves Roosie. I think his first half of the year was really good. I think his form... represented or what's I'm struggling with the word there, but his form sort of relayed what Melbourne did in the second half of the year. So, look, Jack Watts 12 months ago stuck fat with his footy club and signed a 3-year deal when he could have gone to a number of clubs. And I think he made some inroads this year and hopefully can make bigger inroads when the D start.
And Adam Good, so I know you're part involved with it. You'll do his deal if he plays up.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll wait and see. Yeah, let's, as Goodsy said, let's just see the dust settle. And
What's your pick on that?
I hope he plays on. And I think he's got his pace. And I thought he was terrific.
His form's good enough.
Yeah, I thought he was one of the better players on the day for Sydney. And I thought his form in the prelim was obviously special.
How many other players do you think you'll have in play in the next couple of
weeks? Not many, I think. If you had have asked me 2 months ago, I thought it would be a quiet period. But you know, I think you're finding that there's players jumping up and it might be a busy trade period again.
Last one on, and before that you go, on Pat Ryder. Do you think Pat pick 16 that Port possess, which is their first pick in the draft?
Might get pushed back to 18 or 19 with compensations.
With Compo coming in, we might very well do that. Do you think that's enough?
No, I think, I think that's, I'd have to agree that we need to get a bit better than that.
So will you actively work to try and make that a better deal?
Yeah, and so I've got to work with both parties to try and help that a better deal.
And the Dane Beams going to Brisbane Lions. Collingwood, we listened to Nathan Buckley this morning, said that he would like a ready-made player. He said that, a young kid coming in, 17, 18-year-old, pick four doesn't really help us right now, so it'd have to be pick four and another player.
Yeah, and it's a good start, and pick four could get you a very good player. I mean, pick four to Collingwood might not be as important as pick four at someone else who has a good player. So I think that it might have to involve a number of parties.
The industry conjecture is that Paddy Ryder is, for whatever reason, significantly underpaid at the moment. Do you share that view, and were you looking for a better deal?
No. He's got no interest in money. And if he wanted to stay, he could be on, you know, Essendon would do a terrific deal. It's got nothing to do with money. Paddy would find that insulting.
Okay, well, fascinating this morning. Plenty to deal with there. Your next 3 weeks are going to be massive. I'm sure we'll be all over you over the next 3 weeks, Paul, on NAB AFL Trade Radio. Thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with a massive, massive 18 days ahead for you as you try and move Dane Beams and Pat Ryder to new clubs.
Thanks for having us, Hutchie and Brownie.
Good luck.